Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And this will only work live tonight. It will not work on the archives, but you might actually feel energy if you happen to be on the archives on a Saturday show. So this show is going to be very interesting. As I said last night, what we're going to do is give the dark side energies a chance to come into the light. We do this periodically. This is the night that the light ship has chosen to do this. So I'll just kind of describe what it's like. There are beings that could be inside of your body, number one, that are from the dark side that look out of your eyes, which you may know or not know about. So that's one type of energy. The next energy is the energies that could be people listening to the program that are completely from the dark side, and they know that, and they're waiting for their healing tonight. Okay, that's the second part. Number three, it'll be the people that are listening to the airwaves from the dark side, in the dark side universes, who wish to come into the light also. So what's going to happen is the light ship is going to give them the opportunity to obey spiritual law and to have a spirit put into their physical bodies if they are a life form. This is the way they can cross over into the light. This the light ship can do. It does it all the time, and it picks certain times to do this process, and it has to be here physically, we'll say, in a sense, the way they are now to do this process. So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. If you have any questions or if anybody's on the fast chat asking information about this, so I'll turn it to you, Sylvia.
Okay, hi. Welcome, everyone. Let's see. I don't have any questions right now. I just thought maybe it would be great to take a moment to talk about the Creation Light Ship briefly in case we have any new listeners on who aren't familiar with it before you get into that clearing.
Okay, yeah. So this is it's pretty high tech, if you want to use that terminology. The Light Ship comes here once every 2,000 years to help those people who are willing to understand that they have to release the densities out of their body for their body to do the ascension. And this is what it's about. The light ship is the only light ship that is doing the ascension process, and we call that the universal shift. And that means that the whole universe of light is no longer going to exist during this shift. This is where the predictions are about the year 2012, about the end of life. And this is what the light ship does, and it's prophesized through different types of mediums here on this, you know, Earth plane. Whether it is 2012 or not, I can't tell you, but that time has been predicted that way. And the light ship is here to do that process. This is what it does. The light ship created everything that is of light frequency, including you if you have a spirit, a soul in your body. I use the word spirit, and the light ship, everything is spirit. Down here, they sort of mention the word soul, so somehow I have to use that terminology too, but my own terminology is spirit. On the light ship, everything is pure spirit. So I'll just talk a little bit more about the dark side energies. I get a lot of people asking me questions about the dark side, wanting to know information, and they at times will send me emails or talk to me about emails or what they have heard. And what I can tell you is that if you go into those emails, okay, and you start reading them, that is one way. I'm not going to guarantee that they can attach to you this way, but it is definitely one way that the dark side can attach to you by reading the negativity and finding out more information. Remember, your mind is how they work through. Your spirit doesn't need to know about the dark side. It's fully aware of the energy, and it mainly just works strictly in light frequencies. So it doesn't need to understand or know about that. But the mind, you know, is very, very curious, and so you want to be very careful about what you read on the Internet about dark side energies. For myself, I am basically protected from the light ship, so I can do different types of healings with the dark side and not be affected by that, where someone else could possibly be, in grave danger. So you want to definitely stay out of that energy. It's good to know about it. That's why I talk about it. When I talk about it, the people listening are protected. But, it could still bring up energies that you have stored inside of yourself. This is why we're doing this healing tonight for the dark side energies. It's very special for the ones that wish to cross over because they've been waiting a long time. The light ship puts out information periodically about what they're doing. In a sense, what they do is talk about what the dark side should not be doing, warning the dark side. And this is the time that they can come into the light if they choose to do so. The process will only take probably about 5 seconds, and it's very simple. But I'll still continue on about what to do and what not to do as far as doing your web searching for information. A lot of people ask me about the reptilian agenda. Then from there you go into other type of negative aspects. I won't talk about them. But basically, we're here. We have to live our lives, and it's always best not to get caught up in that negativity. Like I said, when you start reading about it, sometimes on the monitor screen they can actually flash information to you. Remember, they're very high-tech. They're, maybe hundreds if not thousands of years ahead of us in technology as far as electronics. So just by reading something, you could be getting imprinted. It could also make your own implants go off. And I'll talk about your implants that you may have inside of your body. If you ever notice when you're talking to somebody and you get into the higher frequencies of spirituality and you start talking about the light, some people, as you talk, all of a sudden you realize that you're talking over their heads. You probably all know this. And all of a sudden you may watch them actually glitch. You look at their eyes and they're kind of glossed over. And all of a sudden you actually feel their body energy change instantly. Well, that's typically an implant going off and or it's a dark side energy coming in to kind of see what you're doing to see how much energy you have toward the light. This is why I tell people that it's not really good to get out there on a pulpit, we'll say, and start talking about the light because the dark side will see that as a threat. This is why I'm doing this radio program, and like I said, I'm protected by the light ship. And I would not recommend anyone else to do what I'm doing because they may have a lot of problems in their life because of that. The next thing is... you don't want to have your programs that the dark side put into you. Remember, I talk about your horoscope, and your horoscope is the energies that is programmed in you by your natal chart. And this is an influence of mind-controlling programs that the dark side put into you to control your life. Also, the planets control your life, too, like we spell about your horoscope, and you have parallel lights that control your life. So there's many things that are kind of going against us here. Trying to get our full consciousness back. But you don't want to have those programs really activated strongly in you because it could be a negative effect with you. This is why I mentioned not to go out too far out on a limb and talk to all of your friends about spirituality and stuff because this is why Jesus basically talked and spoke in parables. So he would not, in a sense, plague the dark side and activate the energies inside of people to have those implants go off and to have the people maybe have physical harm done to them. Like I said, now at this point in time in the universal shift energy, the light ship is here and it does protect a lot of people. But basically, the whole thing is how many implants you have, where they came from and how you're being controlled. And it's up to you to have the consciousness to want to release these out of your life. This is why the light ship is here to help do these specialized clearings. This is why I do sample clearings for people. So you can say, yeah, this really works, and now I need to have my whole life clearing because I can see the benefits of having maybe 1 to 5 days released from me, and I understand now that this is negative energy that I wish to get rid of. Just having a couple of days cleared, or even if you heard, all the programs that I put on here with the special clearings, it will not do a whole life clearing for you. So I just need to kind of clarify that. Some people say, well, if I listen to the show, you know, 100 times, I can get my whole life done. No, that's not the way it works. The light chip does not work that way. They only do sample clearings to show you what they can do and how fast it is to clean out the residue, the negative traumas, etc., the programming that's inside of your body. So let's see here. Your cellular memory is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago to clear. And this is this memory that you have inside of yourself, since your body doesn't really know light energy, okay, you don't have really that much stored inside of you of the light. But you do have a lot of the negative situations in past lives stored in your cellular memory, and that is the reason why you normally accept the suffering from life after life. And you normally do not accept healing because your body is not programmed to have healing. It's programmed to go through the suffering and the traumas for each lifetime because you have to bring up those energies to have them cleared out. And this is the reason why there's so much confusion now with people searching around for spirituality, looking for a healing, not realizing that what's stored inside of them is like walking time bombs, and it's going to create a problem in your life at some point unless you clean out the energies. And there's many, many, many bodies that need to be worked with to have this clearing completed. And unfortunately, this is the way we are on this planet here, and that's just the way it is. So the whole thing is that your cellular memory doesn't really know how to really cure your body because it doesn't have that information in it. It's, in a sense, it got beaten out of it. So you have to start from the ground floor and realize that there is something outside of yourself that can help you in the healing. Your spirit needs to be fully activated to have the light ship help you. And the something outside of yourself is the light ship. The dark side is not going to give you the perfect 100% healing, even though they can heal with your energies. So back to you, Sylvia. Does that bring up anything in Fast Chat?
Okay, well, let's see. We have some requests for other types of healing. So before we get into that, do you want to start out with kind of the standard opening of the usual entity release, or are you waiving that for tonight?
Yeah, we're going to waive that tonight.
Okay.
What we're going to do probably next, and if no one has any questions, I'll wait to see some questions come up on the fast chat for the next 5 minutes, and then we'll jump into doing the dark side healing here.
Okay, and just to clarify for everyone, there will be also going to the light ship tonight?
Yes, that'll happen probably about half past the hour thereabouts. We'll see what happens here with this.
Okay, sure, people are looking forward to that.
Around you, energy is kind of fluctuating in your room as you're listening to the program. Remember, they're all around. They're still invisible. So even though they may be in you, most of them are probably outside of yourself waiting for the healing. So the light ship will be doing the healing for everyone. So you can be releasing the dark side energies out of you. And your spirit is going to help with this process. So if you have anything in you that, we'll just call it a Klingon, a dark energy. I see people, you might have a shapeshifter in you. So I'll just talk about the type of people that are on this planet here right now before we do the healing. We'll see if we have anything come up on the fast chat here. So there's people that typically are regular human beings, and they have a spirit inside of them. This is the way they're supposed to be. And the spirit looks out of your eyes, and you live your life. And then from there, the body dies, and unfortunately, you're set into the forced reincarnation loop here. But aside from that, you are a spiritual being of the light. The next type of person is the one that shares a body, and that body is being shared by a shapeshifter, a dark side energy that doesn't always look out of your eyes, but it's still sitting back in the back seat like driving your vehicle. And if you've ever seen anybody who does a shapeshift in front of you, you're going to look at them, and all of a sudden their eyes may become like a reptilian, like a squished grape in front of you. It might freak you out. You might see them with a tail. You might see the hologram of this other being in front of you. And when I talk to people who've had this experience, they say that they get the shit scared out of them, basically, when they see this person, and they get very, very afraid. And that's people also who live here. And the next type of person is a true extraterrestrial person that lives on this planet. They're typically either from the light or not from the light, either way. And this type of person, the ones from the light, just could be another life form that's here. They could live underground. They could live on the surface. They could walk around regular people. They could look like us, and they would be an extraterrestrial walking and living on this earth. And the ones that don't have a soul on them can look physical also. But when you look at their eyes are normally dark-looking. There's no life in the eyes because there's no spirit in the body. This is what this healing is going to do for these people tonight who are listening. Is they're going to have the opportunity from the light shift to have a spirit put into their body. And a lot of them really want to have this happen. And then the other type of beings are ones that you can't see physically that are walking here. Those are kind of the negative ones. And then the other types of extraterrestrial beings that are here that are negative are like the squid energy and the octopus energy. Things that bite you. These are all life forms that are here physically that should not really be here, that are causing harm. So I hope that kind of clarified the different types of life forms here. And anything on the fast chat, Sylvia, before we do this healing for the dark side? This is a very special night. You should not be afraid of this because if something's inside of you, it's going to be healed. If it's stuck onto you, it'll be taken away. If it's living with you, like as an entity, it'll be taken away from you. And if there's other ones out there listening, waiting to come into the light, this is their wonderful opportunity. So this is a very, very nice healing that's going to take place. It'll be instant. And I'll turn it back over to you before I do the healing, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we did have a question about cordings and about entities. And the question was, can an entity cord you but not necessarily come into your body?
Yes, they can. You see, anything that's an entity would be one that's invisible that you cannot see. But in their own realm of consciousness, in their own dimension, they do see. And there's many of them around, okay? So even though you don't see an entity physically, they do exist. And they are in their own dimension, just like we are here. And they can definitely cord you to take your energy. So they don't have to be physical like a regular person, but not a psychic attack energy. They can also do that. This is the way the planets also work. So back to you.
And then we had a follow-up question to that, which is, how do you release those cordings?
Well, there's many techniques. You can ask your spirit to release the cords from you. That would be what I would suggest doing. There's other techniques, but that would be kind of lengthy to get into on this program. But mainly what you have is your spirit release them. Go to each chakra, find out where the energies are, or just tell your spirit to release the energies from you. When you do release this cord, you could think of it like a garden hose in a sense. Wherever you have it attached, you want to send that energy, the cord energy that's attached to you, unplug it, we'll say, unscrew it or whatever, and plug it into the sun so that the person will not typically know that you disconnected from them. And that's one way you can do that.
Okay. So let's see. I think I'm just looking over to see if we have any other questions. We have some healing requests, but not questions. So over to you then.
Okay. So we're going to do a clearing now. So the light shift is here. So any energies that are out there from the dark side in people around them attached or in another dimension in the darkness realms, if they wish to come into the light, they can do so at this time. The light shift will help them. There are energies available. The light beam on your monitor screen is activated, and they will go through these mediums here. They will not go through you to the light. They will go through the light beam on your monitor screen, if that's up, and or they will come through the energy channels from the light shift right now as they are doing this healing process. and I'll count to 10, and at that point they'll leave you if they're attached to you, and the healing will be done. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see, at this point, how about if we do the mind-to-heart drop and those things that we normally do?
Okay, here we go. So think of your awakening consciousness. We'll say that's inside of your head, between your ears, what you think with, and we'll just call that your mental body. And we're going to drop that down into your heart center. So here we go. And that'll be the 10th floor of the elevator. Your heart center is the first floor. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be in your heart center, and connect with your spirit now, and ask for your guidance and healing.
Ooh.
Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, I look on the fast chat and see what's going on here. Oh, we had some nice comments. Thank you, guys, and it's great to hear about your healings. It's really wonderful. And anyone else that would like to comment, we have a comment from Steve that he had a wonderful healing. The dark side energies left him, and he feels his pain leaving him and his mind clearing, so that's wonderful. That's just great. And anyone else who'd like to comment, please do. Let's see, we had some requests. If we can take a couple before we go to the ship, Ron, that would be great.
Okay, sure.
We had one for a block against the mind control energies.
Okay, so what we could do is we'll bring out one of the defense fleet ships here, and we'll have that do this for us here. This is the Star Bethlehem was also one of the defense fleet ships. So we'll just bring in that energy here, and it'll help disconnect us from the mind-controlling energies that are around us. This includes EMF radiation, and it also includes the transmission of energies to the to humanity. I'll just use that terminology for us here, since we are a part of humanity. And these energies are here to, in a sense, mind-control us. So here we go. If you want to bring up the Creation Lightship insignia, you can scroll down if you wish or just click on it underneath the fast chat here. It's about halfway down on your page here. So I have mine up, maybe about 40% down. So here we're going to activate this now. I'll count to 10. It'll be fully activated, and you're going to actually feel the love presence. Remember, this is all heart-based energies. And you're going to feel this energy in your heart center. The mind doesn't know how to interpret love. So it'll look for it to figure out attributes of love through emotions, but it's not the divine love. So here we go. And I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's fully activated right now. And we're going to ask it to take away the mind-controlling energy that are around us here so we can be in a little bubble. And you may feel yourself being separated now from everything around you. Just kind of look at it, different things. Maybe your wall, pictures on the wall, your chair, your computer. And you're going to feel like you are separated, but in your own particular space. And I'll count to 10 for this to happen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there we go. You should be in your own bubble right now. I'll put the music on and just kind of experience your own divinity the way it was meant to be here on planet Earth. Sylvia, back to you.
All right, let's see. We had a request for a sample of one of the new clearings that you're doing, which is the slave memory healing.
Yeah, that's a very nice clearing. This is designed for people who possibly have a slave consciousness, and also they know that their parents maybe came over here on one of the ships as slaves, and it also goes back in time where people were actually controlled in the caste system. So here we go. We'll just do a clearing here. I can't really say how far it's going to go back because I don't work on this healing this way. So I'll do it in 10 segments here for you. Just as a sample here to show you what happens. So here we go. First segment, we're clearing right now. Second segment. Third segment. And when I do this, this takes typically an hour to hour and a half to complete this session. Fourth segment. Five segments. Six segments. Seven segments. Eight. Nine and ten. There we go, and I'm doing a brand new clearing here that just came about. And this clearing deals with, in a sense, infection in your body. So you have a body that takes on infection, the out of balance energies that cause illness. So I'll do a quick clearing for this one here. Again, this is a sample clearing. The only reason why I do samples is to show you what the light chip can do for you if you choose to move on in your life to have a better life as you're living it right now. So here we go. We'll go back, I'll go back 10 months here. So first month, cleared. Second cleared. Third cleared. Four cleared. Five cleared. Six cleared. Seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 months cleared there. So you might feel your body energy changing, and this will definitely help you do healing. What happens is this body gets clogged up. It's kind of like looking at a sponge that's been very well used, never gets cleaned out, and it keeps recycling the negativity of infections. Remember, this also is used with your mind of your body for healing. And I do a mind of a body healing too. And the mind of your body is there to help the body do its healing, and your spirit works hand in hand with that. But when that gets too clogged up also, you cannot have physical healing. So there's many things that prevent healings from happening. Once you get the emotional traumas released, that's one level of energy. And then the mind of the body is what actually is used to heal your body with your spirit. So if your mind and your body is clogged up, you probably won't have a healing also. And also, if your infection body is too overwhelmed and too saturated, full of darkness, then your body can't get well either. So there's a lot that's been coming about from the light chip here trying to help us here. Remember, they never created these different types of illnesses and problems that we have. These are all dark side energies, and these bodies are now coming forward, which the earth spirit put into us to help us to survive on this earth plane. So as the light chip finds out more about what has been done to us, they're able to do more clearings to move us forward into wellness. And different clearings may work better for some people and may not even work for others. It depends on, you know, where they are in their process. If a clearing does not work for you, and very few, hardly ever happens, but if one doesn't, that just means that you have another situation that's probably more paramount as far as the healing. So remember, this is kind of like unpeeling, you know, the onion skin. And sometimes a body that is so corrupted that it can't be repaired, the light chip has to actually replace it for some people. So what happens is when you go to the light chip for healing, if you have any bodies that are contaminated or corrupted, those will not go to the light chip if they hold too much darkness. So The light chip only works with your divine body that was created by the light chip at some point in time. So any other energies that are with you that are not of the light and they're too corrupted, which is like the emotional body and other bodies that we have, those are put into quarantine. And these bodies at some point will need to be cleansed. And this is why I do special healings for people, which go further than what I do as far as the emotional ones. So if you don't have success on a healing, it's naturally your predisposition not to have the healing take place by the thoughts of your ancestors. And it's also because the bodies that are with you are too corrupted and too cluttered up with infection and other things to prevent you from having a healing. So what we're going to do now is go to the light chip. I'll just see if there's anything else here that we need to cover, Shelby, before we go there.
I think the only thing we had on there was a request for the emotional, mental, and sensory.
So we can do that.
Okay.
So here we go. Emotional body. We'll go back the last 5 days. And again, this takes away the charge of traumas that you've experienced. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And mental body. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I believe you said trauma. Is that correct, Sylvia?
It was the sensory, actually.
Sensory?
Yeah.
Okay. In the moment, so if I write it down, I won't know. So here we go. Sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. And the sensory body is an interesting body. This is how you sample life on this planet. This is through your senses. And, you know, this body is normally cleared for people who are just overly sensitive, overwhelmed with life, and they probably have taken on too much and the body just can't handle situations easily like it used to. Or maybe it never has been able to sense anything. Maybe it's always overwhelmed from birth. So that healing definitely helps people. The healings that I do, if you have friends, I have people saying, I think Mike mentioned the fast chat that he wished his friends are listening to the program here. Well, I can do healings on anybody, you know, on the planet here as long as, you know, someone is willing to come forward and, you know, have that done. I have a lot of people who I work with. They have their grandchildren cleared. They have relatives cleared. They have their friends who they work with cleared. They may be bosses cleared so that they can live a better life and not be traumatized at work. And so once this healing takes place on an absentee healing like this here, it takes normally upwards to probably 5 days, typically about three, but maybe as much as five, to have the healing take place and the person changes. Remember, your relief of what you're dealing with is only 1 hour away. So it's up to you to step forward and say, yeah, I want to have this healing. Remember, stored in your DNA and your cellular memory, you have the information there that healings don't work and that God has betrayed you. And that is correct. The God plane energy has done that to you. So a lot of people don't have the consciousness of having a healing actually work because the dark side doesn't want you to get well. The light chip, that's why it comes every 2,000 years to bring in light to you, and because it knows all about the blueprints. And once it gets the blueprint, it can heal that blueprint. The dark side doesn't care, and this is what you have programmed inside of yourself. So you're actually programmed for failure to recycle the old over and over and over again. The light chip doesn't care. It has never created you to have a bad experience. Remember, it was supposed to be on this planet is just strictly love energy and nothing else. So this is what happens with people is that they don't understand, they don't get it, and it's not their fault. But they do have to wake up at some point if they wish to do the ascension process. If they don't wake up, then that's, you know, up to them to have their body not be resurrected again, we'll say, or not to go on to a higher consciousness. And that's okay, too. Just that this is why Jesus came and why I'm here also, to help people move forward with their body into a higher consciousness when ascension time comes. But regardless whether they do or they don't, you know, the spirit will still leave. And it's, you know, it's up to you to want to move forward. The nice thing is that you can live a more peaceful life now before ascension if you choose to do so by having clearings. And so I was talking to one person. I says, yeah, you know, there's people out there who would much rather spend money on a car payment than have a healing because they get that instantaneous gratification. And they go out and buy things all the time to get satisfied. But after, you know, energy of whatever they bought wears off, then they're maybe stuck with the payment for maybe 5 years or more. Or they go out and look for something else to buy to satisfy them, and that will never help. So, yeah, I do understand that situation. People do that all the time. So it's up to you to have, you know, the courage and the wisdom to move forward in your life and to have a better life for yourself. The light ship can do this for you. So I guess we're about ready to go to the light ship here. So for those that are new to this, I'll just describe the way it works. You're taken up out of time to the light ship. You're bilocated instantly. You're still where you are sitting or laying down or whatever. This will not work on the archives because of extraterrestrial intervention that we still have on this planet from the dark side. And you can bring animals and pets with if you wish. Just think of them in your consciousness. A lot of people will actually have their dog or cat sitting with them. And normally those animals will come right next to them during this program anyway because they like the love energy. So here we go. We're going up right now, and we're there. And again, you want to request your healing. And the healing that you're going to experience will be done on your physical body. Don't request healing like you want to have more money in your life or have your emotions healed. Those energies are not created by the light ship. They work with your physical body blueprint. So again, request your healing. As you're on the light ship right now, you're picking your doctor teams. In the first room we're going into, a lot of people have pain in their body. So we're going to go into the pain release room. And again, request your healing. I'll put some music on momentarily here so you can have a wonderful time. You might be able to see on the light ship. They're also working with our joints in our body right now and working with our muscles. So again, request your healing. And you may want to request it maybe every 30 seconds. And you may want to walk around even to see how this energy is working for you. Going into a room where there's a lot of flowers right now too, so you may actually smell flowers, and the flowers will do healings on you. Here to go into the room for Archangel Michael. We're going into that room right now. This is where his spirit was created, where he resides. Each individual master, angel, saint has their own rooms on the light ship, so we're going into that right now. and you may feel the presence. I'll bring it down here through the lightship insignia. So here comes Archangel Michael. Remember, these energies are felt through your heart, not in the mind. They don't connect ever to your mind energy. Like I said, on past shows, if you feel anything in your mind, that's the dark side energy coming to you, posing and mimicking the light. In your heart right now, you should be there instantly. And again, request healing and guidance. Okay, we're going to another location. This is going to be used to help your immune system. You may feel colored lights shining around you. Very, very beautiful room. And we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus now. We'll bring it in to the lightship insignia or in the light beam, whatever you have up on your monitor screen. We're going to go into the room where Jesus resides. We're in the room right now. Request your healing. Thank you. We're going to one other room. This is where the dolphins and whales are. So we're going to bring those down to you right now. They'll come in again through the lightship insignia. And if you wish, put your hand in front of you right now, about a foot out, and you may start to feel a presence there. And this presence will be the skin of the dolphin and then the skin of the whale. Move your hands up and down, back and forth. And again, you want to request healing. So we're thanking all the doctor teams for working with us. The healings are between you and these beautiful light beams. And we're now getting ready to come back. And now we're coming back down. And now we're here. So we come today, we're having our once a month, 4-hour ascension process. And this is where special healings take place for the ascension energies, and it actually kickstarts people toward that process here. It opens up the DNA, connects with the DNA of your body to do these special healings. And I will say, if anyone would like to donate for their healings, that we have a donate link on here. I appreciate the money that does get sent to me, because these shows do cost me money each time I'm on them. So it's free to you, but not free to me. So I appreciate whoever do send in their donation. It's very helpful to keep this show going on the air for all of you. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll just say I hope everyone had wonderful healings tonight. Stay heart-centered. This is a great time to take advantage after the show ends in a couple of minutes when you're in this beautiful divine energy and you're heart-centered, to just sit with these energies for a while and, you know, that's a perfect time for you to connect with your own spirit fully and to receive your guidance. So it's a wonderful thing to do. And other than that, I'll just say blessings to everyone. Have a wonderful night, and we'll see you Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, and you're all still in your bubble of energy that we brought in earlier. The mind control energy is off you. It should be off for about a half an hour. And we'll bring in some peace energy right now, and the peace energy will come in through the lightship insignia. And again, it'll be with you for a half an hour of time. So just kind of sit back and relax, talk with your spirit, stay in your heart, and again, ask your spirit for healing and guidance. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everyone.
Good night.